I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, this is Dwayne from Concord. You're listening to The Morning Roast. Spadoni, the Italians love you.
And if Shasky,
you're pretty cool too.
Oh, we are rolling today, baby. We got the boys in here for the crossover every Friday around this time. Guru and Steiny. But before I get their voices on air, I got to tell you about preseason, which is officially happening this weekend. I don't know if you know that. The Lakers are playing the Warriors at Chase Center this Sunday. But this Saturday, tomorrow at Pier 39, we have a preseason special you won't want to miss. Live appearances from Warriors favorites like Festus Ezeli, Zaza Pachulia, Kelen Azubuike, Tim Roy, and our very own Bonte Hill, who was at the game yesterday at SoFi Stadium. Don't know if you guys saw that. Plus your chance to win tickets to the first preseason game again on Sunday, October 5th, as the Warriors host Jake LaRavia and the Lakers. And if that's not enough, the legend himself, Evan Giddings, alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson, will be broadcasting live from 12 to 4. It's hoops, it's hype, and the season is almost here on your station for everything Warriors, 95.7 The Game. How we doing, boys?
Man, you saw that Shasky video yesterday. Oh. That, I mean, just anything that happens with this Niner team from here on out will not shock me. How about that?
Okay.
After that, what I saw yesterday when the world thought they had no chance and they dominated the Rams with the ball time, we talked about it, Steiny, time of possession, but the fact you won that game in that fashion, whatever happens from here on out, Daryl the Good, I went third person, I'm okay with it. Anything can pop off. Just, they're in the Super Bowl, Steiny, okay, they're in the Super Bowl. How do you
that
get
would
that
surprise
done?
Me.
How do you get that done last night with what you didn't have at your disposal?
I called it one of, like, if, had they won this game, and they did, it would have been one of the greatest wins
I
in
defended
the
that take
era.
For you.
Yeah. You did? Oh, thank you, because they had no business winning that game, Steiny. None. Zero. Short week. Hold on, let me go through it. Short week. You're without your starting quarterback.
I'd throw short week out because the Rams had one too, but we move on.
They were at home, though.
Yeah. That short flight. Go ahead.
Are you on? Is he on air, by the way? I can't hear him in my ears.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Staring at my headphones. Can you guys hear him in your headphones?
It's on.
Yeah, I got him.
Okay, we get,
got
all right. Well, yeah. I guess my headphones are messed up now, too.
So apparently it was the biggest upset the Niners have pulled since 2011.
Against?
They were
Detroit?
Underdogs by 9.5 to Philly.
Oh, that was when Justin Smith punched the ball out on the play. Yeah, they were going up against the receiver. Oh, my God.
Quick?
What?
Mike Quick?
No, it's not Mike Quick.
What?
He played for the Eagles.
Yeah, they don't
he's going old school Eagles.
Mike Quick?
Yeah, you don't remember him?
He was really good.
Oh, he was Jonathan Quick guy.
No, this is Mike Quick.
Anyway, they were favored to lose by 9.5, and they won that game. That was 2011, so they were 8.5-point underdogs. They won. It was their biggest upset since 11. It was the biggest upset of the season.
Mm-hmm. They had come back early. It was huge. It was a big comeback game. Yeah, that was a big one.
I mean, it was a... It's an incredible performance. It just was. It was
Jeremy Maclin got the ball punched. I remember Jeremy Maclin. I had to look it up. Sorry, but that's the one I remember.
I mean, it was a great game.
It really was.
It was a
incredible.
Great game. Well,
and
you know that's what I loved about it most. Like I'm halfway through the game, I'm like, this is a great game.
Right?
Yeah. It was.
Well, the way it started off was like, oh, 14-0. Are you kidding? This could not have been scripted any better. Then you get the Kendrick Bourne drop on third down.
And I thought thinking, that was, oh boy. Oh, well,
the momentum fully went to their side. And then they scored a touchdown right away. And you're like,
Stafford started looking like, oh my
God. Exactly.
Just the epitome of what a quarterback should be.
But they finished the half with the field goal. They're up 17-7. I think we were all thinking the same thing, like, I'll take it. And then, is Shanahan going to blow this game? Is Mac Jones out forever? Like,
he looked like he popped whatever, like it was over.
It was unbelievable. I'm like, why are you giving the ball the juice at the goal line? What are we doing?
Oh, that
like,
one was.
There's so many things. Then we get to the fourth quarter. All right. I'm thinking with a minute and a half to go, I mean, there's a case. Oh, maybe you let him score.
Kyle said he thought about it.
You have one timeout, but I'm thinking, all right, can Mac run, literally run, if you complete a pass over the middle and the clock's ticking, can he physically run to catch up to spike the
ball? I would say no.
Which is why I needed as much time as possible. And I was like, do you let him score? Okay, did that cross your mind?
Oh my gosh, yes.
It did not cross my mind.
Okay, it did cross mine, man.
The one thing that did cross my mind was, would you take a safety here
on the same
following
thing.
Possession? Yeah. But then I thought, well, now field goal wins it.
Exactly.
For him. So,
but and they understood. But I understood. You push him back further than you would with the punt, though, right? When you do the safety
and you
kick,
give yourself
for sure.
Room
for sure.
Yeah.
But God, the way guys are kicking it now,
that's right.
Well, that kicker, like,
you got it. That's true. And that was
huge
a difference
play.
In the game.
Huge play. And they were talking about first play of the game. Sky Moore is like bobbling the return.
Dude, I wasn't even mad. Like, how do you catch that? Like, whoa! That's what Stoney and Dibs were talking about. You got to kick it like that, man.
Well, when's the last time you like? But what?
Real quick.
What?
The Rams.
That's not an easy kick to do.
Oh, no. I got you.
It got him hurt.
It's
late
a secret
in that
weapon.
Game.
Let me give you a golf analogy. It's like the three-quarter low punch shot that you have to hit, which is easier said than done.
Yeah. There's definitely an art to it.
Right?
You got to hit the ball like halfway.
Yeah.
You go a little too high.
I got you.
You're not going to go high enough.
Yeah.
It's incredible, Goo, that the fact that they won this game, you could make the argument, because of their special teams.
Yeah.
When's the last time you could say that about a Niners
win?
No,
the Rams, that's an ongoing issue. I heard you this morning. They are worse than it's bad.
I can't
to miss
that.
The extra point, I was like, I said, I think Mac can lead them down. But I think some of the play calling by the Rams at the end, where they were afraid Mac might drive down, and they couldn't stop him. But for him to throw the ball almost 50 times, 49 times, he looked like Bama Mac. Yeah. In control. And they were in zone. I don't know what the Rams defensive coordinator was doing to start the game, but Mac was, I'm like, oh, this dude is in football heaven with the coach.
Goo, he looked incredible. Goo.
I can't, I'm just excited.
Footwork, pre-snap recognition, you know.
Oh, you're blitzing. Oh, you're coming from over there?
Boom, boom, bang. Like, just quick little, how about the ball placement? Or, like, some of them were perfectly thrown away from the defender. I counted one 0-0 throw.
And that was right before the field.
Oh, my God, my heart stopped.
Catch the ball. Maybe that's why you play defense, right? You got no hands.
And then I thought one of the plays of the night from Mac, which no one's talked about, really, except one time earlier. The ball gets tipped at the line. It jumps in the air. And instead of trying to catch it, he just goes, I'm going to bat it down. I thought that was really smart.
Would have broken everything.
Like, oh, my God.
Freddy Krueger he was last night.
He was fixing the knee brace. Then Kaylee Hartung, the sideline reporter, says, actually, he's just dehydrated.
Right.
And he was cramping.
It
looked like he was dead on the field. Then he gets his like arm massaged.
Yeah,
something
was going
on? His forearm.
He's eating bananas.
Then his ass is hanging out for America to see because he got sacked. Only sacked one time, by the way. Like, I came away from this game, and if he doesn't do anything else this season, they're 4-1. And he's 3-0. They're 3-0 in the division now, guys.
I've said Elvis Gerback over and over.
Yeah.
But when I say Elvis Gerback to you, what do you think of? Just what do you think of?
Just the impossible.
The one game against Dallas.
No doubt.
That's the game.
Everybody said that this is the impossible. They're hurt, and they lost free agents, and that game wasn't even close.
No, they blew them out. But that's what Mac just had one of those moments.
So I keep it real radio. I thought they were going to lose when Collins made the fumble. I was like, oh boy, here we go. This is good. Did you have a problem with Kyle after the fumble with the three straight runs? Because I'm thinking to myself, no guts, no glory.
Who are you throwing to? Your offensive line
Kendrick
is getting
had 10 for 142.
I know, but your offensive line is getting bodied by Jared Verse. He's a stud. He is so good.
He doesn't want to hold.
So you had no problem
either.
With the three runs.
I said to these guys, you're going to get a hold in the end zone.
Oh, and PTSD. It's a safety.
Yeah. I didn't want that to happen. You needed them to burn all three timeouts. That was the most important.
And Stafford rolls out. I go, what's he doing? It hits Atwell with just a throw from the heavens. I'm like, oh boy.
Right.
And then they win.
It's pretty incredible. When you look at the wide receiver cores alone, comparing and contrasting both those teams, they have Devontae Adams, Hall of Famer, Puka Nakua on his way to a Hall of Fame
unlock
trajectory.
Early, Spadoni. They were on lock early in the first half. MIA.
He dominated
second half. He dominated.
Real quick on Devontae. I don't like the guy's body language. Whenever he gets up from a play, it's like he's disgusted. He's never happy.
It's your
excited.
Fault. Yeah.
It's your fault. He pouts on the field. Gotcha.
I'm with you.
He did that as a Packer and as a Raider. Now he's doing it as a Ram in his first year. Steiny, what did you make of, before the game even happened, the report from Rap Sheet, NFL Network, that Brock Purdy suffered a setback and he's week to week going forward. And it's not, 100% that he's going to start next week. It sounded like he'd be surprised if he started next week against the Bucs.
So, it happened in the Jacksonville game.
Suffered a setback there,
I mean, I believe it because he played against Jacksonville and that he didn't play Thursday. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt that now, you still got to deal with Mac Jones's health, but I don't think there's any doubt now you can be a little cautious with Brock Purdy.
If they didn't have Mac, how would this be discussed around the league?
I said that
season might be teetering.
No. The way they handled the Brock injury is what I'm getting at.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Say what you said yesterday, Stoddy. You kind of second guessed it.
Well, it's easy to second guess. It's absolutely easy to second guess. They brought him back. He got hurt, and then he had to miss another game. Yeah, if Mac Jones doesn't play well and they lose, it was going to be a tough game anyway.
Yeah.
But now. The one thing I think this does is now it takes a little bit of the emphasis away from, who should play Sunday? It's just like, if he's not ready, play Mac.
Exactly.
Forget the contract. Am I foul for saying, forget the controversy because this is Brock's show, but how about you just ride the hot hand?
I think there's something to be said for that. I'm not necessarily there just yet because I don't think Brock's been healthy enough to have a hot hand.
Mm.
He didn't really play in the preseason. Right? All the guys that he would have been throwing to week one barely played with him. Juwan Jennings sat out all the training camp. I'm not trying to make excuses, but we've barely seen Brock play this year. He's played two games.
Yeah, I got you. So he's ready to go, regardless what Mac does, if he adds on to this 3-0, just put it on.
You probably owe it to yourself to throw Brock out there and get a good look at him again. Mm. And, I don't know.
What do you guys think Kyle Shanahan saying?
50 pass attempts.
What is Kyle Shanahan saying behind closed doors to John Lynch right now about Mac Jones?
If it would be any different from when he told John, I'm going to get him as my backup. Because quietly, that was one of the best offseason moves seen.
Do we know that it was them that reached out or was Mac Jones reached out to the Niners?
Because if I'm Mac
Jones and they sent a two-year deal, not one, he's there for two years, which sounds incredible now. Like you just got away with this.
That was the genius move of the whole
offseason.
Oh, my God.
Saleh and Mac.
Well, Baldy's talking to us. He's like, he's going to be the prize offseason thing after just three starts. So people are going to want him to pay him for the starter.
Sam Darnold all over.
But he's here for 2 years.
Yeah.
So, more contracts. Talks in the offseason.
3-0 in the division, man. How does that feel, Butch?
I mean, he just looks so good right now. Like that
confident.
I hear you on the hot hand. There is something to be said for that. I just don't know where I stand on it right now. Yeah. Honest to gosh, I wonder how Kyle's viewing it. Like on that plane ride home, his team is responding to him.
Well, that's the thing.
What's what thing?
The team is responding to Mac Jones.
They love Mac.
And I'm not saying they didn't respond to Purdy, but
I hear you.
That win last night was more than just a regular win.
Right?
They had a quiet confidence about him.
I mean,
him, man.
I think it was, I wrote down the time when he got hurt. I was like, I think I'd take him out. They were actually winning. I think they were still up two scores when Mac got hurt.
You texted three.
Got hurt, and I was like, I think I'd get him out there and just try to hold on to the game somehow.
Right.
And then he comes back and he just kept playing and he got a little bit better. It looked like physically, but no, it was a great, really impressive, gutsy. Impressive, very. Very, not from everybody, too, not just Mac Jones.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station. In the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. It's the crossover every Friday at this time with Steiny and Guru in with Spadoni and Chasky talking about a massive Niners win, 26-23 on Thursday Night Football, Joe.
So, just, I'll play along with the question, Guru.
Yeah.
I thought the sunken cost fallacy, meaning, hey, we've invested multiple picks into whoever it is, Trey Lance or this running back or whatever, you know, like it is the NFL. You play the best guy. Hey, we invested into Anthony Richardson. Well, he's not good. Okay. Danny Dimes is better right now. And I know you only brought Danny Dimes in on a smaller deal, whatever. But like you owe it to yourself and the rest of the guys in the locker room to try to win games. It's why the Jake Moody thing bugged me so much. Because it's like, all right, you drafted him with a third rounder, but he's not good, right? Find a guy who's good.
But the politics were keeping him in his job.
Yeah, but so I acknowledge both sides of this. I'm kind of talking out of the side of my mouth here. When they got rid of Trey Lance, it was the right decision. Like, it was the right
decision.
And
they admitted we messed up, let's move forward.
Yeah, and the guy was better. And he was making less money. And it didn't matter how much you invested into Trey Lance. I do think this is a little different because you have a body of work with Brock Purdy that you didn't have with other guys. Jake Moody didn't have a body of work. Trey Lance didn't have a body of work, right? And so I think this is a little different than that. Even Alex Smith, for as good as he was when Kaepernick took over for him, Brock was better for longer than what Alex Smith was at that time. So I do believe this is a very unique circumstance. And so I do think that's got, forget the money. I'm talking about the body of work that he does
have
on his
resume.
Super
Bowl, two NFC championship games.
Right?
No,
last year I labeled it as mediocre. I thought his last year was
regression.
Mediocre.
Yeah.
Well, especially through the prism of how outstanding he was for the first 30 games or something like that. I think this one's a tough one because there's an injury and it compromises fundamentally who he is. It's like taking away the legs for Jeff Garcia. You know, you take those away, he's not the same kind of guy.
Yeah, I told Steiny this morning, look, dude, I'm excited, so there's going to be hyperbole, but how can you not think about this Niner team after this win and just how they've been pulling them out, Spadoni, about if that day does come and you get Kittle back, you get, if I forget, if you get whole and healthy, I mean, good God, what, I mean, the Rams are,
the only player we know is not coming back. Nick Bosa's not coming back. All right, so he's out for the season. But
they need to get Pearsall right.
They
need Pearsall right.
They need Pearsall. You can still
need him right.
Like, they could go out and get someone. They now it takes two to tango. You can trade for someone. I know everyone's calling in. Go get Trey Hendrickson. Go get Kayvon Thibodeau. That'll figure itself out. You got to get some depth there because you can't just be doing stunts the entire game.
You.
That's not going to work. Bryce Huff was exhausted.
No, they were. The Rams were like, I can't believe they ran the ball. You helped the Niners.
I know. I totally agree. I don't know why
they McVay was sick. He owned it.
Well, he was. I don't know. He was doing that 1,000-yard stare that he likes to do when he messed things up. He outthought himself yesterday for sure. But I'm with you, Gu. I was just thinking about that. Like, they're gonna get Kittle back. What version of Pearsall are you going to get back? What you want to protect him? Like, that's another guy you have to be careful with.
Barch,
Juwan Jennings, Barch, obviously. Well, and whatever version of Brandon Ayuk, I don't even know if he comes back this year. Whatever you get from him will be gravy because I'm not expecting much from.
But
him
But there'll be an incentive to do something to enhance it.
Yeah. Can I ask you this? Yeah. You're talking about all the different guys.
Yeah.
Is the passing game the most dynamic it's been since 2023?
I was just thinking about that too.
I'm just asking out loud.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm just thinking. Go ahead, Stanley.
Was there a point at any point left? Because the offense as a whole does not look great.
There's no run game.
I agree.
And they won.
I think Mac is the best arm talent that Shanahan has had.
Forget that. Yeah. Okay. We know they can't run the ball at all right now, period. Is the passing attack so good it can overcome that right now? Or are we just caught up in the moment?
I think they're supplementing it. Like we were talking about yesterday, they're doing like the old Patriots dink and dunk offense. Caller called in earlier.
Yeah, but he threw some deep balls too.
No, but he did. But that's what I'm saying. Because they had to respect the front of the field, they know they can't run the ball right now. I don't know if that's going to get better at all this season. It doesn't look like it. Like, can Connor Colby all of a sudden turn into an all-pro? He's a rookie. I don't know. I mean, Ben Bartsch, Dominic Pooney looks like he's not the same player as last year. Cole McKivitz, he's not a top 10 right tackle. He's solid. He's not top 10. I thought Trent showed up yesterday. Yeah, that was after having a bad week last week, he showed up.
Jared Verse is so good.
But I don't know if the rushing attack's ever going to be what it is, yeah, like, or what it's been under Shanahan this season. Maybe they have to be a throw first team. And with Mac Jones, that's got more confidence doing that.
Steiny, yeah. When I started going down there, what's your thoughts?
My thoughts.
Look like you were excited.
When guys get hurt, like they get hurt, like they've been hurt for the Niners, I always think there's two things. There's one, getting hurt, that's a problem. But there's also another issue that will be happening the rest of the year that they got to figure out, and that's when guys start coming back, whoever's quarterback in the team is going to be quarterback in kind of a different group over the next 4 to 6 weeks. They may have to play, and I'm not saying this is bad, they got to play with Kittle in the next couple of weeks. Pearsall's probably going to get back. Is Mac Jones going to be the quarterback in a week or two? Are they going back to Purdy? If they go back to Purdy, so there's
a lot of moving
parts. They've got to readjust when they start getting healthy too. So they may have a couple bumps in the road when those guys start coming back and start getting some kind of continuity with the same team. But I mean, where they are right now at 4-1, I mean, they're sitting pretty. There's no doubt about it.
Where do you guys put that win? Stanley, I'm going to start with you. Where do you put, in terms of like improbability and gutsy and just, I mean, everything, I guess, that's as good of a win I can remember in the Bay in a long time.
You and other guys remember games way better than I do. I mean, it's got to be up there. I'm just thinking, what could have been a bigger win for Shanahan in the regular season? Well, like, what about the game against Seattle, the last game of the year?
That was to win the division, get the number one seed.
But this one's one where...
You were the underdog.
Of course.
And you were injured.
Yeah, and I think this is, this is clearly pretty good for morale. I almost think, they don't want a break right now, but they'll get one. They need it.
You mentioned Philly a couple years ago, but
it
was Tyson. It was Ali Frazier. Like, you were good enough to go win that game.
That was a bad blood game.
Yesterday was Gorilla Glue, duct tape, nobody giving you a chance, no Bosa. So I got to believe this. And they were talking about it after, a quiet confidence of, everybody. Kyle talked about everybody's counting us out, and they utilize that. So to me, this might be the top tier one of, you are at your lowest in regard to what you're putting your best foot forward, because everybody was hurt to me.
Hey, Goo, what'd you think of the suit? Mac Jones, well,
it was something out of Kid and Play, something out of House Party.
Suge Knight. Out of the Sorcerer.
That's great.
That was Suge Knight.
He's got some swag to him. Then he did the shoulder thing to the defender. Look at Mac Jones. He did play at Bama with a lot of brothers. He got some swag.
Goo, I will be the first to admit, I had this guy all wrong, and he won me over. I don't know where this is going. I'm enjoying the game for what it is.
The beauty of it,
Goo,
that you can admit that.
Goo, he's been amazing. He's been amazing. Everything and then some. And to me, the toughness. I mean,
I thought he was done, man. I really did.
With every win, you could see Kyle Shanahan's grin getting bigger and bigger. Like, I told you guys about this Mac Jones. You guys all laughed at me. Oh, I want Trey Lance. I want Justin Fields. Yeah. You guys laughed at me for even wanting Mac Jones because he had his picture off and he was a little fat.
Yeah.
And he had the cigar in his
Dad
mouth.
Bot.
Who's laughing now?
Yeah. If he was a free agent at the end of the year, he'd get a Darnold-like deal, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
If he keeps doing this,
I now, mean,
but a quick wrap for and Stoddy, you answer this. If we all are going to admit, I don't, that they mishandled or let him play too soon, there is no way now moving forward. If Mac can go, that you don't give him more time.
Where's Mac at? He could barely walk.
So now you got two questions.
I know. Well, this goes back to. My God, if they don't draft some offensive line.
Wow, man. Jesus. I heard that. No, that was real.
Jesus.
I mean, what did you say? Two in the first three rounds?
He's lying on the ground. And I go, they're going to cut his leg off. Like, they're going to bury the guy on the SoFi turf.
Real quick, we got to go here. But, Goo, you got something going on tomorrow with Evan Giddings.
Oh, yeah. We'll be at Pier 39. Yeah. All the people come out 12 to 4. We got Tim Roy, Fetsis, Bonte Hill, Kalina, and Evan Giddings. We'll be chopping up. Can you believe there's a Warrior game Sunday?
Against.
Hey!
Is LeBron going to be there?
Nah.
Oh, what a Luca. Yeah. Skinny Luca.
Oh, at the game Sunday. Yeah. I don't know. Bron's got something going on with his ass. Nerve issue. Nerve issue in his glute.
On 95.7 The Game.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.